Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Now he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up, not shrink up, not grow down, but grow up. Huh? Grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase, not decrease, increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Praise God. Amen. I like to preach tonight on a subject which I will call for better, not worse. You heard me right. For better, not worse. Amen. Bigger, not smaller. Come on. Amen. Many times the devil, if we'll let him, he'll program us for failure. Amen. He'll inject a virus into us if we're not very careful. And this is what it'll sound like. It'll sound just like that little voice that spoke to me right after I got saved. It said, after all this conviction wears off, then you can go back to the world and some of the things that you did before you got saved. You know what that was? Amen. That was the devil getting in edgewise and programming me for failure. Amen. He had injected a virus into my computer. Bless your heart. Amen. Programmed for failure. Program for apostasy. Amen. No! We need to get more godly, not less godly. We need more of God, not less God. We need to be more like Jesus and not less like Jesus. Amen. So don't let the devil mess with your computer. Don't let the devil mess with God's plan for your life. Amen. He told me, after this wears off, you can go back to the world a little bit. You know what? It did, and I did. He had me programmed that way. There's a lot of folks got programmed that way. Some were slipping slower than others. Amen. Don't do it! Don't do it. Go on with God. Praise God. Amen. Let's go on and knock back. There's a tape in the library that's titled that. Go on and knock back. Praise God. We need to go on. Hebrews said, let us go on to perfection. We're supposed to be getting better and not worse. How many churches do you know across the fruited plain tonight, amen, that have got worse through the years instead of better? How many preachers do you know across this fair country that have got worse instead of better? How many can you count tonight in the empty spaces? The Highway of Holiness Church Choir, amen, and the seats that got worse and lost out completely. Oh, some, amen, they're still in church somewhere. You can tell by looking at them, they got worse and not better. Well, amen, you're thinking tonight, amen, and you're probably thinking right. Come on, praise God. Amen. We need to go on. Jesus said to them, how many ways do you think we can grow in grace? Amen. Jesus said unto him, the rich young ruler, if thou wilt be perfect, go sell that which thou hast. If thou wilt be perfect. You know why he told him to go sell that which he had? Because he had a better destiny for him. He said, sell that which thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Amen. We need to grow in our giving. We need to grow in our sacrificial giving. Instead, many are shrinking instead of growing. Instead of by now enjoying that blessing that God wants to give us by giving largely and sowing more seed. Amen. We're going to have a failed harvest. Because the things that we give to and invest our money in are going to fail right before our very eyes. Many people, instead of paying their tithes, invest their funds in their children, only to watch them fail right before their very eyes and disappoint them. Amen. Spend $30,000, $35,000 to pay them out of jail. Amen. Or to pay them out of their divorce. Or out of their problems that they're in. Amen. God's got a way of collecting if we don't give. Amen. We need to grow in our giving. Praise God. But the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. What if he had them? God could have made him another Barnabas. Amen. He sold out. Praise God. Oh, we've had at least one preacher that sold out. Amen. But when he sold out, he spent the money for a trailer and struck out on the field to live by faith for the glory of God. That's God's plan in many cases. Praise God. Sometimes a preacher's got to get radical. If he's called of God, amen, he's got to shut clean and hit the road and live by faith and even suffer for the glory of God. Because there's a lot of folks sitting around churches that don't want to give, and they need some judgment fodder when they stand before God. We need some preachers out there suffering for the cause of Christ, so that God will have something to judge the lackadaisical, so lazy, indifferent, stingy saints sitting around in church that don't want to give much to the preacher. Amen. Yeah? Amen. Wait and see. I'm telling you now, before you get to judgment, tomorrow it'll be too late. When you get there, amen, it won't be me that didn't tell you. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we take up a lot of offerings at the Highway of Holiness Church. But there's 1,000 people, amen, if they'd just catch up on their tithes in the Highway of Holiness, they'd give more in one whack than we've given, just one of them, than we've given any offering we've took up recently. Amen. We've not outdone ourselves in giving yet. We may in the future. Amen. But we haven't done it yet. Praise God. We're supposed to get better and not worse. We're supposed to give more and not less. Praise God. It's not uncommon to see people gradually, slowly drop out of church. Amen. First they drop out of prayer meeting. Then they drop out of Saturday night service. Then they drop out of Sunday morning service. Amen. Then they drop out of Sunday night service. And then they'll come Sunday morning, like a lot of churches do, and not stay for the preaching. Amen. They'll meet some coming in the door. I pastored a church in Barberville, Kentucky. Amen. That some of them came in the door and some of them left. They would meet each other. Some had been to Sunday school and some was coming for the preaching. Hey, don't you think we ought to grow and do both? Amen. Don't you think we ought to grow up in God and be faithful to both? We ought to do more, the Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another. And much the more as you see the day approaching, praise God. We're not supposed to go to church less as the coming of the Lord draws nigh. We're supposed to go more. It's a dead giveaway. And folks are probably already backslid. When they begin to drop out of church. When they have no hunger for God. Amen. I told you, amen, about the fellow that came in the church at Middletown and wanted to sing, brought his guitar. I'll give every man a chance. Amen. And so I said, well, go ahead. He got up to sing. He didn't just sing one song. He sung 3 songs. Amen. And after he got done singing 3 songs, the only problem was he couldn't sing. He couldn't cut the mustard, folks. Amen. I mean, he couldn't have sung his way out of a wet paper sack. Amen. I don't know how in the world he did it, but he got a half a page editorial in the Middletown Journal. 6th grade school teacher turns gospel singer. He couldn't sing. Amen. But I let Virgil sing. Amen. Virgil sung his 3 songs, put his guitar in his case, and walked out of the church. Paul Brooks was playing electric guitar. Amen. I heard him say behind me, he didn't stay for the commercial. Amen. There's a lot of Virgils around Pentecostal churches today. Amen. They've outgrown the need for gospel preaching. Did you know why God gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers? For the perfecting of the saints. Till we all grow up. Amen. Let's go on with Hebrews and not back. Glory to God. Let's practice that heavenly addition, shall we? Praise God. Let's, as Peter instructed us, add to our faith knowledge. Amen. Oh, yes. Instead of taking away, let's practice gospel addition. Amen. Let's add to faith knowledge. Knowledge temperance. Amen. Oh, that's self-control. Amen. Somebody said, I just couldn't help it. Yes, you can. Amen. And sooner or later, you wish you had. Amen. Oh, well, things just got out of hand and I couldn't help it. Amen. Yes, you can. You got high enough standards. Amen. You can add to your faith virtue. Huh? Praise God. Virtue. If you got high enough standards, you won't have to worry, amen, about parking in some lonely side street and some poor girl right out of the church coming up pregnant and not married. If you got high enough standards, it'll not happen. It'll not once be named among you. I've been a young person too. I've been a young preacher too. Amen. Oh yes. Amen. In my younger days, I've had a few set their cap for me down through the years. Amen. Wasn't strange, amen, to have one in just about every church. Amen. And so you gotta have some high standards. Amen. You gotta set your sights high, young man. You gotta set your sights high, young lady. You gotta know how to say no. Both to the tempter, both to yourself, and both to the one whom the devil is using to drag you down. Yes, you can add to your faith virtue. Amen. Brother Collins, if I listen to you, I'll never get married. I'll be an old bachelor. I'll be an old maid. So what? Amen. C.L. O'Bannon said there's a lot things worse than being a bachelor, an old maid, and that's spending a lifetime married to the wrong man or the wrong woman. Amen. You have high enough standards, praise God. It'll never happen. How do we have high standards? We need to read the Bible instead of a lot of books that's out today. We need to read the Bible, live in the Bible instead of a lot of junk that's coming out on the media today. If we listen to a lot of songs today and do what they say and practice what they infer, amen, we're going to be in bad shape. Amen. I'll never love you, the song says. The price of love is too great. But though I'll never love you, I'll stay with you 1 year and we'll sing in the sunshine. Oh boy. Amen. And that's what a lot of them are trying to do. They found out instead of singing in the sunshine, they're crying in the darkness. Amen. Help! Amen. The satanic wiles of the devil have invaded the church. The same thing that was happening in the party crowd in the world when I was a kid growing up is happening in the church. Amen. I'm sorry that I can even remember some of those old songs, but somewhere or other the poetry comes back to my mind. Amen. Darling, let's turn back the years. Let's go back to our yesterday. Love like ours should never die. Darling, let's turn back the years. I don't know. We might ought to change it. Amen. Children, let's turn back the years. Backslider, let's turn back the years. Saints, let's turn back the years. Amen. Young people, let's turn back the years. Love for God should never die. Let's turn back the years. And give ourselves another chance to live for God just like He wanted us to all the time. Let's pray one more time. Lord, make me what You want me to be. That all the world may see Jesus in me. Amen. Lord, make me what You want me to be. Amen. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. We're not supposed to become less righteous at 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, but more righteous. 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Hebrews 6 and 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works of faith toward God. Amen. I cry with the writer of the book of Hebrews, and I think it was Paul. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Amen. I'll tell you why we don't grow. We're eating the wrong kind of junk. I'll tell you why we don't grow. We're feeding on the wrong kind of stuff. Amen. Amen. As newborn babes desire comic books. Is that what it said? As newborn babes desire cartoons. Is that what it said? Amen. Incidentally, there have been worldly editorials about the violence in cartoons and the things that have happened to young children that tried to practice the violence in cartoons. Why, they can drop a refrigerator on top of Bugs Bunny and flatten him out on the floor. And he'll get right up again off the floor, and his ears will pop out and his hands will pop out. Amen. Everything will pop back out again just as good as new in a few instants of time. Amen. And the violence goes on. Oh, yes. But the Bible said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. What's going to cause us to get better? The Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God. My children don't like preaching. They don't like church. That's because you fed them everything else. They develop a taste for other stuff. Amen. Sometimes you have to use a little coercion. Amen. When Lawrence was talking in church and was getting just a little bit out of line, not near as bad as kids does nowadays, Sister Eileen Green, I heard a great big loud slap, and I looked and Lawrence was as red as a beet because Mom had slapped him into line for talking in church. Amen. Hallelujah. He made an engineer. He's doing all right. She didn't retard his growth. Amen. That's Brother Gerald's, one of his younger brothers. Praise God. Well, we need to grow in grace. Amen. And the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes we don't desire the Word of God because our children have played with the deacon's kids. And they're out of control. Amen. And I always wonder why they can't do like the deacon's kids is doing. Huh? Amen. Well, praise God. You're getting quiet on me again. I guess it's time to digest a little bit, you know. Amen. When the old cow's chewing her cud, she gets kindly quiet. Amen. She goes off and lays down in the pasture. Amen. Her bell don't even hardly ring while she's chewing the cud. Amen. Just go ahead and masticate for a little while. Praise God. Amen. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. That's getting better, folks. They're not worse. That's why we go to church all the time. We got to get better. Some way, somehow, we've got to grow. If we don't grow, will be retarded. Amen. Brother Oakley, you haven't been here for a while. Amen. Have you looked around and seen how some of these kids have grown? Amen. Well, if they hadn't have grown, it wouldn't have been normal. See how tall some of them get? Do you recognize some of these old boys? You know, girl? Huh? Didn't recognize the reason you didn't recognize some of them. They've already backslidden gone. Amen. They lost out. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard to see something that's not there. Huh? Amen. Oh, my. Praise God. There was a time, you know, it's worse than it is now. Amen. The sexton had a long pole with a feather on it. If anybody went to sleep in the colonies, in the church in the colonies, amen, he would tickle their nose and wake them up. Because nobody was allowed to sleep in church. Amen. I tell them to come and bring your pillow. Stretch out on the seat. Praise God. Just don't snore. Amen. We usually got plenty of room to stretch out. Hey, this is a voluntary thing. We can't make anybody live for God. We can't make you grow up. Amen. Some have retarded so much they disintegrated. Their life is a shambles tonight. They'd like to be where you are. They'd like to have a chance to come back and do it over. They made a mess out of things. They made a mess out of their life before they got married. They made a bigger mess out of their life after they got married. They walked right up here in front of this altar and said sacred vows and then threw them to the four winds. Amen. That's not God's plan. Amen. Huh? No use to blame the preacher. Sooner or later, preaching's got to get a little stronger because we've got to have the test for all we've learned. If we don't pass the test, you know what you got to do if you pass, don't you? You may have to take summer school. And then after all the extra schooling's over, you have to take the same test again. Amen. I believe if I was you, I'd take the shortcut and dig in to start with. You can't get by. There ain't no way out. We're either going to go on or go back. In either case, we're going to meet God sooner or later. Praise God. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said. 1 Samuel 2:26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. They could see his spotless life. And he had favor with God and men. Did you know Eli wasn't fooling anybody? Did you know Eli's sons wasn't fooling anybody? Everybody knew that went to church what Eli's sons were doing. Everybody knew what Eli was guilty of as a father. Amen. Everybody knew it. Hey, since everybody knows, don't you think it's time that we walked up in God? Do you think it's time that we come out in the open and made our confession and went on with Christ? Praise God. The child Samuel grew on. Luke 1:80. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. John the Baptist grew Amen. And had favor with God and with men. And God used men like that. Oh, but you say, they were special. Amen. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit and filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. That means he not only grew taller, he grew mentally. Amen. He increased with wisdom. He gained favor with God and with man. Praise God. Well, that's the right one to have favor with, God. And you may not please everybody, but there's some people going to appreciate your spiritual growth. Amen. I mean, somebody besides your mother is going to appreciate you if you go on with God. Amen. Oftentimes we're appreciated by our mother, but she's looking through mother's eyes and talking mama talk. Amen. Grandma looks through grandma's eyes and talks grandma talk. But every once in a while, one of them after children gets so far out of line, they'll say, like a dear lady from this church, sometimes I wish my children had never been born. Why? Because they went back instead of forward. Amen. We're still hoping and praying that they'll come back. Hallelujah. Listen to what Acts 9:22 said about Saul after he got saved. And Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Praise God. Why do some people backslide? Somebody said it's because they was weak. Or the devil caught them at a weak moment. Or the tempter caught them in a time of weakness. Hey! We're supposed to grow in strength. We're not supposed to be spiritual weaklings forever. We're not only supposed to grow ourselves in strength. We're supposed to be helping somebody else along after a while. God forbid that when we're old and gray, we got to have somebody to pick us up. Amen. But we need to have strength enough to pick somebody else up. We need to have strength enough to rescue some other perishing soul. We need to increase in strength. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded. This is that important church in Macedonia that Paul established. Paul had run up against a roadblock in Asia. He said, having no more place in these parts. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's very important for a preacher to know when he no longer has any place in the parts where he's at. Amen. He essayed to preach other places in Asia, and the Spirit of God stopped him. He laid down and went to sleep. Praise God. And he had a vision in the night. A man from Macedonia said, come over to Macedonia and help us. Amen. He crossed the channel into Europe. Praise God. And over into Europe, what is now known as Yugoslavia. Well, 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 well. They had it first and fumbled it. They had the chance to hear Paul preach and messed up. That's why they're in the mess they're in today. Amen. There ain't enough Christians in Yugoslavia that's got enough real power of God to blow the fuzz off a peanut. Amen. But they go in the name of Christians. And they say, we're going to annihilate all these Muslims. And they don't know that the reason the Muslims are there in the first place is to judge the apostate church. The reason the Muslims took over Jerusalem, the Arab world, was to judge the backslidden church. What they need to do is pray through. By the way, Muslims are making inroads in the United States tonight. Amen. Are we next in the line of judgment? Amen. When a terrorist act is performed almost without fail, 100% of the time, our mind little wheels begin to roll. We say it's them Muslims again. Those Muslim extremists, those Arab terrorists, when they blew up the building in Oklahoma City, amen, they blamed it on the Arabs. Everybody thought it was the Arabs. They was flagging down planes that had Arabs on it, escaping the country. They thought arrested some, amen, only to find that this time it was on the inside instead of the outside. Oh, friend, judgment's coming upon America soon. Soon, from both directions. From the Muslims and from the extremists on the inside. Someone said if America's ever destroyed, it'll not be from the outside. It'll be from the inside. Let me go a little farther. It's been said if the church goes down, it won't be because the devil persecuted the church from the outside. It'll be because of the rot on the inside. We don't have to let it happen. We can grow in grace. Ah, but you say, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of praying. I'm tired of going to church. Repent of it. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. Get that spring back in your step again. Praise God. Ask God to deliver you from a demon of an indifferent spirit. Amen. Ask God to shake you loose from that devil that's got a hold of you and dragging you down, because you're going to be missing more and more church. More and more altars of prayer. More and more sessions around the Bible till it's too late. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren. As it is meet, because of your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you toward each other. Amen. Corinth had it first. They were basking in the blessing of God first. Amen. Macedonia came in late. The Thessalonian church came in the afterglow, so to speak. Amen. But the others had it first. They were blessed by the ministries of Paul, Apollos, Aquila, and Priscilla. Amen. And John the Beloved, and possibly even others of the apostles. Some of the greatest pastors that ever walked had walked through Corinth and through Asia and blessed those churches. Yet when it come time to take up an offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem, the poorest one of the bunch, Macedonia, out of their deep poverty, made up a great offering and begged Paul to take it, insisted that he take it, even though he felt bad about taking it from him. He had to write two letters to the Corinthian church because they was late with their offering. They had more means. They were richer. But they were singing that old sad song. All they do is take up offerings at the church. The Macedonian church got the commendation of Paul, praise God. He said, amen, your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you, all toward each other, aboundeth, praise God. Their name would soon be known among the poor saints in Jerusalem. There are some that have said in churches that I've pastored that it didn't work when the saints parted their lots and sold their possessions and brought the price thereof and laid it at the apostles' feet, that it left them in rank poverty. Amen. That's not true. The reason they were in poverty in Jerusalem was because the Bible said there was great dearth in the land. Amen. There was famine. Everybody was under this famine. Saint and sinner alike. Amen. Really what happened was they reaped what they sowed. They went to bat for the work of God in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4. Amen. Later on, Paul took up offerings from the churches he preached in. And those churches that he had founded went to bat for the church at Jerusalem. Don't you know that people looking on was bound to see the offering that Paul brought to relieve the poverty of the church in Jerusalem? It works like this. A lady got up in a church I was holding a revival in St. Louis and took up an offering for a widow. She said, "I'll go to bat for you today. Tomorrow, you may have to go to bat for me." And you know what? That's just exactly the way it happened. Amen. Just a few years, her husband died. And that same woman that she bent to lift her load, amen, helped her when her time come. We reap what we sow. Praise God. Macedonia reaped what they sow. 1 Corinthians 13:11 said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish thing." That, my friend, is growing up. Amen. If I'd have come to church tonight saying, "Dada, Dada, Mama, Mama, Papa, Papa," you said, "What's wrong with that old man anyway? Is he retarded or something?" You'd be right. Amen. We expect little children to say, "Dada, Dada, Mama, Papa." We expect little children to pull shenanigans. Amen. But it's terrible when you get 62 years old and you're still pulling shenanigans. Amen. It's terrible when you're 60 years old, when you're 50 years old, when you're 40 years old. Amen. Brother Ray said to him and Frank and was it Mark or Mike? Mike, all your birthdays the same day? Are all of you the same age? Not the same age. Amen. Are you the same age spiritually? Amen. Pretty soon we're going to have three guys have a birthday. Amen. I think they're growing in grace, don't you? I think they're going and growing for God, don't you? Hallelujah. That's the way it ought to be. But we can do better. We can do more. Amen. Most of us can do more. I can learn more. I can grow. Praise God. When you quit growing, you start shrinking. Someone said you keep growing till you're 50 years old and then you start shrinking. One fellow said he wasn't as tall as he used to be. Amen. Was that Brother Sexton saying? He says he's not as tall as he used to be. You not got a curvature or something, have you, Brother Sexton? Amen. Bones are wearing out. Hallelujah. Some Christians, they used to say, are like a wasp. They're bigger when they're born than any other time. When they first come out of the nest, they're all wet, all swelled up, puffed up. But when they dry out, just before they get ready to fly, they're small. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to be like the wasp, proverbially. We want to grow in grace and go on with the Lord. Praise God. Having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We're not supposed to get less holiness. We're supposed to get more holiness. Perfecting. Amen. I may have a definition here. Epitaleo. Amen. Perform, perfect, accomplish, finish performance, make do, to bring an end, accomplish, perfect, execute, complete, to take upon oneself, to make an end for oneself, to leave off, to impose, to oppose.